Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 20 years he's been hanging out with us, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, thanks again for being here. I want you to cover for us on a recent poll that you took called "The Taxpayers Oppose Wasteful Spending on Anti-Tech Battles." Tell us about that, and let's debate that a little bit.
Sure. Well, over the past three decades, going on three decades, I should say, we've been concerned about the policies toward antitrust that are followed by federal and state governments from a taxpayer perspective and even from a small business perspective. The point here is that taxpayers benefit when innovation is allowed in our economy because those kinds of innovations find their way into the production of goods and services that make governments cheaper and more efficient. It keeps tax burdens down. Right. For consumers and small businesses, these kinds of innovations help to facilitate their operations, help them to compete in international marketplaces. Those are all vital things that keep our economy growing and going, so to speak. Now, I know that there are a lot of problems out there that people perceive and have experienced with some of the large tech companies. But we decided, given our history, let's take a poll, let's take the public pulse in some key states about whether people think it should be a major priority among their state attorneys general to investigate high-tech companies. And they are doing so right now. All 50 of them are involved in an investigation of Google. Others are looking into Facebook. Zoom, for example, is just another investigation.
Amazon,
that they might
need
be going
into. They need
into.
To include Amazon and, in that.
Yeah, that's another. And, of course, the point here is, though, is this a top priority among attorney generals right now? Should it be? And the answer that these polls are giving us is no way, nowhere close. We surveyed voters in five states. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Ohio, and Texas, and by massive margins, 80% or more, depending upon the voter demographic. They're saying that antitrust investigations right now should be a low or not a priority at all among their attorneys general. Mm-hmm. When asked to rank, what's a good expenditure of the tax dollars that attorneys general have? These antitrust investigations rank at the bottom of the list or near the bottom, sometimes or actually all the time within the margin of error of the poll. Mm-hmm. So clearly, while people have problems with the tech industry and they may have different views of how they can be solved, going through antitrust investigations and possibly actually breaking up these companies or taking them to court just doesn't seem to be on the minds of most voters right now. They feel that there are better things the AGs ought to be doing, like looking into price gouging or human trafficking or prosecuting criminals.
When was this poll taken?
This was taken between May 12th and 17th.
Yeah.
The middle of last month.
It'll be interesting to see if you take the poll again when we're back to some kind of normalcy in the economy. But I will tell you, Pete, I'm on record. I put a section in my book, my new book about antitrust, the foibles of antitrust, and the point I made was that the U.S. antitrust division of the Justice Department is an analog division chasing digital companies, and they're not fast enough. They can't move fast enough. That's the problem with the difference between analog and digital. However, Pete, in my opinion, the Google and Facebook and Amazon, at least those three, are going to have to be broken up at some point in time. And not maybe not at a state level, but at a national level. Those three companies are, in my opinion, are becoming detrimental to the future of America. And I just have to say it out there just like that. Amazon is not the friend of as many small businesses as they think it is. We know that Google and Facebook are, we know what they're doing, how they're contriving and controlling information. We know what their politics are, and I'm not talking as a Republican or a Democrat here. This is not like Ford, and this is not like breaking up U.S. Steel and American Railroad and Ford Motor Company. These companies have different access to us than those companies did. It's a different world. What they have, what they're able to do is different, Pete. What do you think?
I think that if you look at the history of antitrust in the tech space alone, you know, leave out U.S. Steel, Schwinn Bicycle, Brown Shoe, all of those traditional companies, and if you look at the tech sector only, I think that it is still a mistake. You look at MySpace, which was regarded as essentially having a monopoly over social media. It's gone now. Mm-hmm. Facebook is already losing people because of a perceived bias among fiscal conservatives and political conservatives. They're going to pay the price in the marketplace for failing to respond to that.
But Google and Amazon are the two that are, in my opinion, the most dangerous. And for a lot of reasons, we're going to have to watch them. We will have to watch them, in my opinion, at the national level, maybe not the state level. NTU.org, that's Pete's website, National Taxpayers Union.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.